理课堂听 class.com。
College English Test, Band 4.
Part 3.
Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line,through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.
You've sold your car. You don't need one?
Not really. I've never liked driving anyway. Now that we've moved to a place near the subway entrance, we can get about quite conveniently.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 12.
I'm going to drop my information science class. It meets too early in the morning.
Is that really a good reason to drop the class, Tony?
What does the woman mean?
Question 13.
If you aren't doing anything particular, shall we see the new play at the Grand Theatre tonight?
Sounds great, but I've got to go over my notes for tomorrow's midterm.
What does the woman imply?
Question 14.
What do you think are the prospects for online education? Is it going to replace the traditional school?
I doubt it. Schools are here to stay because they are much more than just book learning. Even though more and more kids are going online, I believe few of them will quit school altogether.
What does the woman think of conventional schools?
Question 15.
How do most students find a job after they graduate?
They usually look for a job by searching the want ads in the newspapers.
What does the woman mean?
Question 16.
Alan is in the basement trying to repair the washing machine.
Shouldn't he be working on his term paper?
What does the woman think Alan should do?
Question 17.
Professor Newman, a few of us at the back didn't get a copy of your reading assignment.
Well, there are only 38 names on my class list, and I didn't bring any spare copies.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 18.
Congratulations, Li Ming. You're the talk of the town and the pride of our class now.
If you're referring to my winning the English speech contest, I don't think it's such a big deal. You know, I've spent 2 summer vacations learning English in Canada.
What do we learn about Li Ming from the conversation?
Now you'll hear the 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
I'll be the main talker in the classroom discussion tomorrow morning. I'm a little nervous indeed.
I hate to get up in front of an audience. I often forget what to say, and I don't know where to put my hands.
Oh, not so serious as that. Someone might get frozen up for a while before the audience. But when you have made a start, you'll carry on with what you've prepared, and your performance wouldn't be too bad.
Yes, there is something I should learn from you, you know, self-confidence. By the way, how have you prepared your speech?
Not very well, I'm afraid. I didn't write every word of the speech, just an outline of about 80 words.
Are you sure you can do the presentation well, only depending on a rough draft of main ideas?
Yes, almost. You know, the speech is about my personal experiences in learning spoken English. I'm going to talk on the most familiar topic of my study to my classmates. I'm not afraid of anything. The key problem is how to compose the speech in a reasonable way.
You're wonderful. May you succeed in tomorrow's public speaking.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What will the man do tomorrow morning? Question 20. What would be talked about in the man's presentation? Question 21. What is the key to a successful speech, according to the speaker? Conversation 2. It's good to see you back. How was your trip to Arizona? Did you see the Grand Canyon?
Yes, it was fantastic. Now I know why it is listed together with the Nile River as one of the great natural wonders of the world. Here, want to see the picture I took?
Oh, what a view. It is even bigger than I had imagined. I remember reading about the Grand Canyon, and I think it said that it was formed suddenly when the Earth's crust split open during an earthquake.
Well, not that quickly. Look, here is the picture of the Colorado River. See, way down at the bottom of the canyon. That river and its tributaries have been wearing the canyon floor away for 10 million years.
Then the canyon is the result of soil erosion. I'll bet geologists have made some interesting discoveries here.
Not only the geologists, archaeologists have found the bones of extinct animals in caves in the canyon walls. In a cave 140 feet above the river, they found driftwood that dates back as far as 37,000 years.
That means the river must have been 140 feet higher up when it carried the driftwood into the cave.
It's very possible, but of course, who knows? The Grand Canyon is full of mysteries. Wouldn't you like to go to Arizona someday?
You bet I would.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Where has the woman been? Question 23. Which river is the Grand Canyon located in? Question 24. Where does the woman say the driftwood was found? Question 25. What is the man likely to do someday?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. There was once a man in South America who had a parrot, a pet bird that could imitate human speech. The parrot was unique. There was no other bird like him in the whole world. He could learn to say any word except one. He could not say the name of his native town, Catano. The man did everything he could to teach the parrot to say Catano, but he never succeeded. At first he was very gentle with the bird, but gradually he lost his temper. "You stupid bird! Why can't you learn to say that one word? Say Catano or I'll kill you!" But the parrot would not say it. Many times the man screamed, "Say Catano or I'll kill you!" But the bird would never repeat the name. Finally, the man gave up. He picked up the parrot and threw him into the chicken house. "You are even more stupid than the chickens." In the chicken house, there were four old chickens waiting to be killed for Sunday's dinner. The next morning, when he went out to the chicken house, the man opened the door. He was shocked by what he saw. He could not believe his eyes and ears. On the floor lay three dead chickens. The parrot was screaming at the fourth, "Say Catano or I'll kill you!"
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
Why did the man lose his temper?
Question 27.
Who killed the three chickens?
Question 28.
Why was the man shocked at the scene the next morning? Passage 2. In Britain, If you are found guilty of a crime, you can be sent to prison, or be fined, or be ordered to do community work, such as tidying public places and helping the old. You may also be sent to special centres where you learn practical skills like cooking, writing, and car maintenance. Around 5% of the prison population are women. Many prisons were built over 100 years ago, but the government will have built 11 new prisons by next year. There are two sorts of prisons, the open sort and the closed sort. In the closed sort, prisoners are given very little freedom. They spend 3 to 10 hours outside their cells when they exercise, eat, study, learn skills, watch TV and talk to other prisoners. All prisoners are expected to work. Most of them are paid for what they do, whether it is doing maintenance or cooking and cleaning. Prisoners in open prisons are locked up at night, but for the rest of the time they are free within the prison grounds. They can exercise, have visitors, or study. And some are allowed out of the grounds to study or do community work.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29.
What do we know about women prisoners in Britain?
Question 30.
In what way are open prisons different from closed prisons?
Question 31.
What do we learn about prisoners in Britain? Passage 3. London taxi drivers know the capital like the back of their hands. No matter how small and indistinct the street is, the driver will be able to get you there without any trouble. The reason London taxi drivers are so efficient is that they have all gone through a very tough training period to get a special taxi driving license. During this period, which can take from 2 to 4 years, the would-be taxi driver has to learn the most direct route to every single road and to every important building in London. To achieve this, most learners go around the city on small motorbikes, practicing how to move to and from different points of the city. Learner taxi drivers are tested several times during their training period by government officers. Their exams are a terrible experience. The officers ask you, "How do you get from Buckingham Palace to the Tower of London?" And you have to take them there in a direct line. When you get to the tower, they won't say, "Well done." They will quickly move on to the next question. After 5 or 6 questions, they will just say, "See you in 2 months' time," and then you know the exam is over. Learner drivers are not allowed to work and earn money as drivers. Therefore, many of them keep their previous jobs until they obtain their license. The training can cost quite a lot because learners have to pay for their own expenses on the tests and a medical exam.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32.
Why are London taxi drivers very efficient?
Question 33.
How long does the training period last?
Question 34.
Why does the speaker think the driving test is a terrible experience?
Question 35.
Why do learner drivers have to keep their present jobs?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Now listen to the passage.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200, on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use, whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
Now the passage will be read again.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200, on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use. whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests, and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200, on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use, whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
This is the end of listening comprehension.